It's been a great start to the season for the Airdrie Extreme. 5 games into the 2021-22 regular season, Airdrie's U15 AAA boys hockey team find themselves at the top of the South Division in the Alberta Elite Hockey League, AEHL, with a 4-1-0 record. After losing for the first time on October 15 a 5-4 defeat on the road to the Southeast Athletic Club Tigers in Medicine Hat, the Extreme returned to winning ways October 17, with an 8-2 drubbing of the Lethbridge Golden Hawks at the Ron Ebbison Arena. Ryder Riedel picked up 2 goals and 2 assists for the Extreme, while Jackson Adam notched a goal and 2 assists. Airdrie goaltender Corbin Sanderman managed 17 saves, while at the other end of the ice, the hosts peppered the Lethbridge goaltender with 43 shots on net. "It was a great win," said defenseman and captain Wyatt Pizerchik, who also picked up a goal and 2 assists in the contest. "The first period, the boys slacked off a little bit, but we came back in the second and third and got the win, 8-2. We just came back from a hard loss 2 days ago, so the boys are feeling good." Pizerchik, who at 14 years old is already in his third season with the Extreme, said the players' solid chemistry has contributed to their strong start to the campaign. He added the team's fluid passing ability has been hard for other teams to defend. "We're a great puck-moving team and the boys usually show up to play," he said. "We get it done. The boys get along really well in the dressing room. I think that's where it starts. If everyone is getting along in there, everything goes well on the ice." Tyson Solowski, the Extreme's head coach, echoed his captain's remarks, adding the first tests of the season have been highly positive for the team. Airdrie's high-flying offense has registered 27 goals in their 5 games so far, while the defense has kept opponents to just 13 goals this season. "We have 4 forward lines, 3 defensive pairs and 2 goalies who are firing on all cylinders right now," said Solowski, who is in his second season behind the Extreme's bench. "Our practice habits are really good and we're translating that into our games. We can put out anyone on the ice in any situation and be in a good spot. It's going well so far. The challenge will be to keep it up." According to Solowski, the other AEHL South Division teams that will likely challenge the Extreme for the division's top spot include the Red Deer Rebels and the Okotoks Oilers, who are currently in second and third, respectively. Airdrie has already claimed a win against one of those teams, with the Extreme overcoming the Rebels 3-2 on October 3. "I think if you take a night off, you can lose to any team, but I think the strong teams will be Red Deer, like always, and Okotoks has a strong team this year as well," Solowski said. "We just have to make sure we're playing consistently and keeping up the work ethic for 60 minutes every single game. We have a really good group of kids, both on and off the ice. It's going to be an exciting year. Even though it's still early days, the Extreme has already played more games than in the truncated 2020-21 season, which was called off in October 2020 due to a rise in COVID-19 infections in Alberta. According to Solowski, the players have relished the chance to take on other teams this season. "It's just awesome to see the kids show up every day at practice and be able to be rewarded by playing games this year," he said. "The competition is great and allows us to stay focused on player development. Playing games is the best way to do it, so it's been a lot of fun so far." The Extreme will be back on the ice October 20 to take on the Calgary North Stars in Calgary. For a full schedule, visit u15aaa.ca. Scott Strasser, airdreetoday.com. Follow me on Twitter at scottstrasser19.